On June 26, the Armavir District Court of First Instance started its serial trial where the judge Arturo Damian presided over a murder case of Noreen Danielian. This time the court interrogated defendant Artur Melikcetyan. According to the defendants in their family, there were conflicts on every occasion. The last time there was a conflict about a few days before the case around the issue of taking their child to the kindergarten. They brought their son to the kindergarten together. Noreen was complaining that I did not let her work, so I told her that I would find a job for her. Many people would dream to live the way we lived. I have got angry at Noreen as she told children to go to the hell. I told her that she should never express in such a way as she had not had a baby for 10 years. I called her father and told him to take mad daughter. Noreen tried to find a job at the store, but there was an age restriction, and when they were going to their relative's house, the car has been broken down on the way, so Artur tried to fix it, but Noreen's phone rang. I asked who was calling her. She said that it was her lover. She had the habit of saying that whenever our children were calling. I slapped her. Noreen cursed me and hit her one more time. She has started to hit me with feet. As she started to talk, I closed her mouth with my hand, and she said that she did not feel well as her breath was cut off. She had a goiter. I told her that she would get out of the car then, and after getting out of the car she started to say that she will divorce, and I said that I had not taken her from the streets. Then Noreen said that her eye did not see and the defendant saw blood flowing in her face. I presumed that I beat her. At that moment, Noreen stood up and pushed me, as she was heavier than I. So I caught her and she fell in the water through branches. The branches were wrapped in the hair. I wanted to take her out, pulled her belly. I did not realize in which was my direction. I wanted to take her from the water. I took her how I could and saw that she was breathless. I was shocked. The defendant told that he tried to find a phone from some person to call an ambulance. He tried to stop a car, asked for a phone and called his friend. Then I thought whether my wife was immoral, and at that moment when I was asked what there had been, I answered that she really deserved it. In the court the defendant was asked whether he used drugs. Artur Melikcetyan answered that sometimes he used cannabis, especially in Russia. Then Artur described Noreen as a brainless and chatty woman. Child, I brought a child to our home. I visited her father and said him that I was the very boy who had been coming after his daughter, so not to let him heard that from neighbors, Noreen Danielian married when she was 14. The defendant told that they could not have a baby for a long time. Even his father advised him to divorce Noreen, but he refused, and now the loss of Noreen is like an open wound for him. She was my queen. I both beat her and loved. Noreen said that I could not beat her anymore as now there is a women's rights defender. I asked her what should do poor men. No one came and said that I could not have a baby for 10 years. No one suggested money for treatment. I am an intolerant person. I don't like irrelevant things and expressions. The defendant insisted that he had not squeezed Noreen's throat, did not try to drown, and until now it is unimaginable what caused tongue fracture. The next trial is scheduled on July 11 at 1400.